Sagt Mishnah weiter, Masech des Hashashana, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Hei. Now the Tana is going to be Mavayr for us the halachis of Tkia and Brachis on Yovel. On Yovel? Do we blow Shofar on Yovel? Well, I'm sure you remember a Pasuk Chumash, Pashas Bahar, Kapitel Chav Hei, Pasuk Tes. The Torah Kedosha says, V'havarta Shofar Trua, B'chaydesh Hashvi. You shall sound a broken blast on the Shofar. In the seventh month, Be'asar L'chaydesh, on the tenth of the month, B'yona Kippurim on Yom Kippur, Taviru Shofar B'chal Artzachem. You shall sound the Shofar throughout your land. That is the mitzvah to say to blow Shofar on Yom Kippur of a Yovel year. This tekiah has to dafka be by day. And Chazal explained that the inyan of this tekiah is to publicly announce the freedom of the Avadim and the fields that are being returned to their original Bailam. The Sefer HaChinuch explains, it's very hard to do to let your Eved go free and to give up your field. But when you hear that everyone else is doing it, when Yidden see other Yidden being Meiser Nefesh themselves for a mitzvah, it encourages them to do it. And it goes from being hard to do it with a cheshek and a geshmak. Now, it's not just the Bezdin that's mechuyev to blow shofar. Every individual is mechuyev to blow shofar. It says, Taviru shofar b'chal artzachem. That's mashma every yachid has to. Anyone that was over and didn't blow shofar was mevatel a mitzvah's asei shel Torah. We're also going to learn, b'ez Hashem Yisbarach, that in the tefillah of Yom Kippur, of Yovel, there are nine brachas. And we say the brachas of Malchiyot, Zechronis, and Shofars, just like by the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, let's see our Mishnah. Peri Gimel, Mishnah Hei. Shava HaYovel Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, of Yovel, that's what we mean over here, is compared to Rosh Hashanah in regard to two things. The first is Latakia. Just like in Rosh Hashanah, we blow with the Shofar, Pashut explains about Tenura. A straight shofar, according to this opinion. The same is true for Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. We blow with a shofar pashit. Not like on a tainus, we blow with a shofar kafif, a curved shofar. Even though the tkiah of Rosh Hashanah and the tkiah of Yovel are not based in the same reason, the tkiah of Rosh Hashanah is a form of tefillah, a form of zakarain, and the tkiah of Yovel is like an announcement, all of Adam are free, all fields go back to their Bailam. So what's the connection? Why does it have to be the same type of a shofar? And the answer is we see through a gzeira shava that the Torah puts it together. By Yovel it says, V'avart ha-shofar trua b'chaydesh ha-shvi. On Rosh Hashanah it says, b'chaydesh ha-shvi. The second thing that Rosh Hashanah and Yovel have in common is v'la brachais. Just like on Rosh Hashanah, as we explain, we say by Tfilas Mosef nine brachais, in addition to the original three brachas, Magen Avraham Chaim Esamat HaKadosh, and the last three brachas, V'sech Zena, Hatayv Shimcha and Sim Shalayim, we add three, Malchiyah Zechroinus and Shofreis, we do the same on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. We add Malchiyah Zechroinus and Shofreis. Now, the Gemara explains it's not totally the same. On Yovel, we don't say the word Zehayoyim Tchilas Masecha. That's only said in Rosh Hashanah, which is the actual Tchilas HaMaisim. Zok, the Mishnah Vayter, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, and Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Tanakam in regard to two things. First of all, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Chachamim only equated, the Chacham only put together Yovel and Rosh Hashanah in regard to the Brachais, not in regard to the Tkiah, and he also does not hold like the Tanakam of Mishnah Gimel, that in Rosh Hashanah we blow with a straight shofar. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, B'Rosh Hashanah taken b'shal zecharim. On Rosh Hashanah we blow with the ram's horn. And the stam shofar of Ayel is kafif. It is curved. Rabbi Yehuda holds a chazal or masakin to blow in Rosh Hashanah a curved shofar. And the lashon of the Gemara is the kama dekayif inish daite mile. The more a person is willing to change, to bow down before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that helps his tefillos. The Bnei Shalom, tell me what you want me to do. I'm willing to bow down. I'm willing to change my life. Zakta b'de Mishnah Vayter. But on Yovel, we blow with the shofar of the mountain goat, which is straight, or any straight type of a shofar. Even though Rabbi Yehuda also holds of this gzeira shava of Shvi Shvi, which puts together Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, but again, that applies only to the brachas, not to the tkiah. On Rosh Hashanah, in a form of tefillah, we're saying, Rabbi Nishleilam, please help us. We come like an ani bent over who knocks on the door. But on Yovel, where it's a simon of cheiris, of freedom, now then it should be pashut, like a person that goes Bekoyim Zekufa, straight up. Okay, so let's chazer over basically what we learned over here. On a tainis, l'kuli alma, there is a mitzvah, and this is a mitzvah midrabanan, to blow with a curved shofar, b'shel eilim. On yovel, and this means, of course, on Yom Kippur of yovel, l'kuli alma, there is a mitzvah, l'chatchila, that it should be yal poshut. And that is also according to everybody. On Rosh Hashanah, we have a machlokes. According to the Tanakhama, it's supposed to be shel yoel poshut, this mountain goat that has a straight shofar, and according to Rav Yehuda, it's supposed to be a shofar shel eilim, which generally are bent. We paskin like Rav Yehuda. In Rosh Hashanah, it's a mitzvah, at least midrabanan, that the aisle should be kafuf. Now, min ha-toyr, there's no chilek between kafuf and poshut. Everything is kosher, as long as it has a shem shofar, as we explained earlier.